This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to what I consider, and I'm all that matters for the moment. Welcome back to what I consider another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, as I say, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the messages you send, the time you spend here on the air with me, texting. This is so much going on. Truly, so much going on. I do appreciate the time that you are spending with us. Look, you know, I appreciate it. I said it earlier. I know there's thousands of other shows you could be listening to, but you've chosen this one, and I do appreciate that so much. All right. You know, head over to MyPillow.com. Christmas is just around the corner. Don't screw up. Don't blow it and not get your honey what she's looking for. I mean, I realize, you know, some people don't like ordering. I do. I know people still today that do not like to order online. I guess I don't blame them. I mean, some afraid to give out their credit card number or what have you. Look at, even if you never use anything online, you realize that they're pretty much breaking into everything these days. The banks have already said they can't really protect you. You know, just amazing again. So, Gavin Newsom, God bless him. Now, I'm not allowed to hate. I'm not allowed to hate, so I got to say, God bless him. God, you figure out what to do with him. So when you look at what's going on in the state, how they spend money like crazy, we just found out that, first and foremost, we supposedly last year were flush with $100 billion plus. Okay? We went somehow, after Joe Biden became president, the state of California somehow went from being $180 billion in debt. Are you with me here? $180 billion in debt to, within a year or two, being $100 billion to the positive side. Now, I don't know how that happened. I'd like to know about the investment policies. And when you get past that, what you find out is now, truly, we were told by him just a couple of months ago that the sales tax money wasn't coming in the way he thought. Property tax money wasn't coming in the way he thought. So now we're down to, we're $32 billion in the hole. That was according to him a few months back. If you got your pencil out, you should be ciphering all this. Right? And now this word from people inside the Senate up there, or inside the State House, that we may be almost $68 billion in debt at this point in time. I wonder who's going to bail him out. Now, you know, if he gets bailed out again, you know they're pushing him in a certain, trying to put him into a certain position, right? If he gets bailed out again, it's because Auntie Nancy pushed some people, you know, in D.C. to make it happen. It's ridiculous that this man keeps putting us in these positions in this state. There's absolutely no reason for it. You cut back, stop giving things away for free. Total health care now for illegals. It's just amazing. So they put forward Prop 1. It's a $6.38 billion dollars of, quote-unquote, borrowed money. Okay? It will cost us $12 billion in interest. Now, it's going to pay it's going to pay for almost 12,000 beds, hospital beds. Now, because of the law, you can't force anybody to do anything. Sobriety is optional to take advantage of this. The state's got a $68 billion budget shortfall. Why? Because of overspending. The ballots go out in February. Let's see if people really have had it. Let's see if people really understand what's going on. Now, Newsom's out there saying, well, Proposition 1 is an absolute game changer for California. Really? How's that? It will transform our mental health system, allowing us to build new facilities to serve tens of thousands. We have got vacant facilities everywhere, treatment facility. You can provide it there. You got faith-based facilities that, oh, my God, can't use that, all over the place. I mean, I got to tell you, we blow more money on these kind of programs. And the other part of this is they're not requiring sobriety. They're not requiring anybody to move towards sobriety. Right? Nothing. Now, this comes from the genius. What was it? 15 years ago? 20 years ago? He had this big plan for San Francisco and how he was going to solve homelessness. Yeah, 10 years. All he needed was 10 years, and he would fix this. I'm sorry. Last I checked, it was still here. Take a listen to the Gov. Come on, anytime you're ready.
I believe fundamentally that food solves hunger, that shelters solve sleep, and that housing solves homelessness. And if we're going to solve the problem of those that are out on the streets that we define as homeless, we better solve the housing problem if we're going to have an impact. And that's why we established this framework, what we call a 10-year plan to end chronic homelessness in San Francisco.
Yeah, that worked, right? Guess what? Out of control. Nobody's done anything to change it. Nobody's done anything to fix it. Newsom used homelessness as his number one priority from 2004 all the way to, it's not going to stop anytime soon. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
When marimba river starts to play, dance with me.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me.
855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Always be part of the conversation. Right? I mean, seriously, pay attention. Pay attention to what's going on around you. Get informed about what's going on around you. So you just don't fall into all this craziness. Look, I have people, I see them at our local city council meeting, at our local school board meetings. And their hearts are in the right place. They really want to make a difference. They really want to make a change. They really would love to help, you know, move the ball forward, so to speak. So here's the problem. when you spew misinformation, whether on purpose or by accident, it is so hard to come back. All right? It's so hard to come back from that because then people aren't going to listen to you anymore. They're going to be skittish of anything you say. Right? That's why I keep telling you. You've got to really understand what you're saying and what you're doing before you ask people, you know, to step up and do what you ask them to do. But that almost sounded like Harris. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always just pleased to have you with me. I don't know why you're hanging with me sometimes. But pleased to have you with me, and I appreciate it. All right. Here we go. Hakeem Jeffrey. I'm just going to touch on this one. They are so obsessed with quote-unquote extreme MAGA Republicans because we don't give up. Yeah, you hear me say we. I don't believe what they call extreme is extreme. You can't believe anything they say anymore. Because the same things that apply to a Democrat don't apply to a Republican. The same sins that apply to a Republican don't apply to a Democrat. Just ask them, they'll tell you. New Hampshire Dems made him their keynote speaker at their big fundraiser. Right? The obsession, he calls him the do-nothing Republican Party. Right? The fact that they want to do these investigations, he's calling them out for it. I'm going, why? What are you worried about? There's nothing there. You have nothing, absolutely nothing to worry about, right? I find all of this stuff so interesting. And then you've got Gavin Newsom out there still spewing garbage about this state. It's lies, really. So... He took a swipe at Republican-led states like Florida and Texas. They're low tax wage workers. More than we tax millionaires and billionaires. They talk about how they are for the working folks in the middle class. But wait a minute. Your state, your Democrat-run states, the highest gases, you know, gas prices, highest gas taxes. I mean, seriously, you guys haven't met anything here in California. Now he's just trying to levy an exit tax. Hello, anybody home? I mean, seriously. But yet, hey, they're the ones that know what they're doing. They're the ones that will tell you that they know what they're doing, and they're what's best for you. This guy's delusional. For real. Take a listen. Quick listen. Listen nonetheless.
These red states, overwhelming majority of the red states, but substantively, Florida taxes low-wage workers, full-time workers, more than we tax millionaires and billionaires. And they call us a high-tax state. How can you claim that? It's who are you for? And it's exposed in this. They talk about this populism and how for the working folks in the middle class, they're not. Look at who they tax. Look at their policies. Look who they benefit. And I say Texas is a master case, a class case is this, because it's like 70 or 80% of Texans pay more taxes than a state like California. Yet again, when you read the Wall Street Journal editorial board, when you watch the doom loop at Fox and One American News and Newsmax, you hear exactly the opposite. Again, another reason I thought it was so important to get in on that platform and express some real...
Well, what I love about this is he calls out the Wall Street Journal like it's a right-wing rag. When did that happen? I must have missed that. He's got the highest poverty rate in the country, the highest gas taxes in the nation, the highest state income tax in America, record homelessness that he's been I'm trying to keep it clean, that he's been saying forever he's going to clean up, right? We have people being killed everywhere. Yeah, I'm sorry. Being killed everywhere. Another security guard shot in Oakland, California. And when is Gavin Newsom going to actually put his foot down? not be so worried about illegals coming in, you know, getting illegals in here and getting them signed up for insurance and everything else. No. He'd rather ignore what's going on in the streets of Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose. Come on, I want to know. And I've got Democrat friends that, I don't know why, they won't speak up on this. We've talked about it. They feel the same way I do. But they won't do anything to change it. Right? Just amazing to me. And it ain't going to stop anytime soon. Think of all the things that they support and they get behind. When the FDA was questioned recently, you find out that the FDA cannot review baby lotion for safety. They can't require non-toxic chemicals to be used, and Big Pharma doesn't even need to register with the FDA. Did you know that? The interviewer says, I want to ask some questions of you, and a simple yes or no is fine. Right? The FDA's authority over the safety of baby lotion first. Can the FDA require a review of baby lotion for safety before it comes to the market? Answer by the manufacturers, no. Can the FDA require the manufacturer not to use toxic ingredients, for example, formaldehyde in baby lotion? Nope. Is a manufacturer required to register with the FDA before selling baby lotion? Nope. I mean, where's the protection for your kids? They don't care about your kids. When you're going to get it through your head, they don't care about your kids. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The special counsel prosecuting former President Trump wants the Supreme Court to immediately decide Trump's immunity claim. White House correspondent John Decker.
It may just decide, you know what, we're not going to step in at this point. Or it may say, you know what, this is a very important issue. We need to resolve this issue right now.
The Supreme Court said they will consider the expedited request. The Biden administration defends its veto of a UN resolution for an immediate Israel-Hamas ceasefire. They express concerns that a general ceasefire could empower Hamas leaders to control Gaza and plan future attacks on Israel. Israeli forces are engaged in clashes with Hamas fighters in Gaza's two largest cities today, marking the third month of the ongoing conflict. Simultaneously, Qatari officials are making efforts to resume negotiations for the release of hostages. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RED-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. No? I want you to be part of the solution. I truly want you to be informed enough to push. Look, I don't mind. Ask my listeners. I don't like mind you guys pushing back on me when you think I'm wrong. Or I should say when you know I'm wrong. I've had people put, you know, something up in the chat room. You'll find it at joemessina.com, joemessina.com. I've had people put stuff up in the chat room that corrected me. I'm not one of those guys that loses his cookies over it. Anyway, we've been talking about the FDA and how irrelevant they're becoming. And when I say that, I mean, have any of you noticed all these commercials that come, you know, after a drug hits the market for a period of time, you know, it's the best thing since the wheel, right? And then all of a sudden you see all these, maybe 6 months, 8 months down the road, you start seeing these advertisements. If you've been taking this drug and you notice this, you have sudden death along with diarrhea, you say, wait a minute, what? Did I thought people checked these drugs out. I thought they were protecting us. And it's a lot to ask for, right? I mean, seriously. It's just amazing to me. We allow this to happen. We have allowed this to happen. So the FDA is being pummeled in this, you know, in this hearing. And the person is asking them flat out, can the FDA require manufacturers not to use toxic ingredients? Things like formaldehyde in baby lotion? No. Can a manufacturer require to be registered with the FDA in the selling of, before selling baby lotion? No. I mean, really? Once the baby lotion comes to market, can the FDA require safety information about the baby lotion? No. The baby lotion has caused bad reactions in the babies. Can the FDA require a recall? No. You see where I'm going? I mean, your babies are totally open to this, these toxic lotions. Now, look, you guys know me. I've never been one of those, you know, conspiracy people where the Martians are coming and they're poisoning our water and, you know, running away with our dogs or something. I don't know. I've never been there. I don't do that. But this is something I learned. This, some of you heard the show years ago. You know, Del Bigtree. He was working with at the time, Kennedy. You know, RFK Jr. And I had him on the show, and he said a point blank, and you know, he was very honest and open. He goes, look, I am 180 degrees from what you believe in, from a political standpoint, maybe a religious standpoint, and so forth. He said, but we should be on the same page here because the pharmaceutical companies have way too much power over what goes into your drugs, what goes into your kids' drugs, what goes into the vaccines that go into your kids. And I'm going to try to get him on again to talk about it. But, you know, you're running down this whole thing, and he talks about some of the stuff they put in these vaccines that go to your kids that don't have to be tested. I mean, it is crazy with what they get away with. And you have to sit here and scratch your head and say, how is that? How is it that we're banning candies that look like cigarettes because we don't want kids to smoke, and yet we won't look into the vaccines that's going into their bodies? Right? Can't question the FDA. You can't question them on pretty much anything. And I don't know if... I don't know if some of you remember this. Was it Pfizer? I got smart people in the chat room and other places. Head over to joemessina.com, joemessina.com. Yeah, Pfizer agreed to pay $2.3 billion, largest in history, in a settlement with the Justice Department back in 2009. It was $1.1 billion of the settlement is for the intent to defraud or mislead the public. Let me say that again. It was for the intent to defraud or mislead the public with an anti-inflammatory drug, Bextra, that was discontinued in 2005. Now, Pfizer intentionally marketed the drug for off-label purposes and unapproved dosages by the FDA. Pfizer also agreed to pay $1 billion in response to the False Claims Act for illegally promoting four other drugs and paying kickbacks to healthcare providers. God, you understand the amount of power these people have when you're talking this kind of money? Our founding fathers never meant for Congress to be a full-time job that you were there all year long. And I realize we've grown and things have changed and all of that. You really think these guys are going to put safeguards in place for themselves? In addition, Pfizer has agreed to pay $1 billion to resolve allegations under the Civil False Claims Act that the company legally promoted four drugs. I'm going to try to pronounce them. Right? And it caused false claims to be submitted to the government health care programs for uses that were not medically accepted. So, they're not covered by those programs. The civil settlement resolved allegations that Pfizer paid kickbacks to health care providers to induce them to prescribe these as well as other drugs. Come on, let that sink in a little bit. Can you imagine anybody else getting away with this kind of stuff? All right, I know you right now. Some of you are saying, Joe, they paid billions of dollars in fines. Yeah, what do you think that means to them? How much do you really think that actually hurt them? Can we be honest about it? I can't imagine anybody sitting here thinking that really, really hurt Pfizer. It didn't hurt them. When you're talking about that kind of billions of dollars, with the amount of money these people are bringing in, it means nothing. Absolutely nothing to them. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I know some of you want to go off the rails with me, but no, I'm not going to let it happen. I know these people are pumping all kinds of stuff into their drugs. I get that. Anyway, all right. Back to my stories now, all right? But the biggest part of that that should bother you the most is how many are not. You know, how many of these drugs are not tested before they're put into your body? How many of these drugs haven't been tested for the uses they want to use it for? What they call, you know, off-purpose uses or whatever? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, and tweeting, and being part of, I still love it, conversation. Here's one for you. You should enjoy this one. This is, we've heard this before because I love playing this. Here's somebody, I think he's an imam. Came to this country, and he's got a message for you. Take a listen.
When I was an extremist, Islamist, fundamentalist, I would only vote left.
Why is that?
I saw them as very stupid. I would fear the conservatives because they come with principle, not someone they can brainwash. But the left, I know they have no values and no principles to begin with. When I was an extremist, Islamist, fundamentalist, I would only vote left.
Why is that?
I saw them as very stupid. I would fear the conservatives because they come with principle, not someone they can brainwash. But the left, I know they have no values and no principles to begin with.
Now, if this guy had come out against Republicans, against conservatives, come out against, you don't think this would be all over the internet? The left would be having a field day with it. But not this. You'll never see this on MSNBC or any of those. You know that's true. Right? Because they don't want to hear it. They don't want to know. All right. So, Alex Jones, back on Twitter. Love to know your thoughts. JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. Head to the chat room there. God bless. Don't go anywhere. Got a lot more coming up after the break.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Show me to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Like, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. I really do appreciate when you're with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. That's how we make things work. Okay? When you're part of the conversation, when you're engaged, when you want to know what's going on, when you want to be part of it, then it's great. Seriously. You know, I mean, you can help fight these issues that we're all talking about. And, I don't know. I talk to you guys about this almost every night. Because unless you get involved, unless you get engaged, unless you make a difference, you're just one of those people that's complaining. Anyway. That's so much going on. You know, Kevin Kiley had a lot to say about the dishonesty of Governor Newsom. I got nothing nice to say about him. The depth of dishonesty is truly incredible, he says, even for Newsom. Using his own extreme bizarre methodology, you can make the exact same claim, not only about Republican-led states like Florida and Texas, but also the Democrat states, like Hawaii, Illinois, Washington. Right? Oh, come on, seriously. He really, the guy really lives in a fantasy land. There's no other way to put it. You could put it a different way if you want to, but let's stick with reality here. Here's what Newsom has done first. He took his data from a report of a far left-wing think tank. It was published back, you're ready for this one, in 2018, before he was even governor. Then he selected a very specific metric, overall tax burden as a percentage of family income. Then comes the real trick, his apples to oranges comparison, comparing California's high earners to Florida's low earners. And that's because people are ill-informed. They're not informed. They don't pay attention. That's the part that kills us. And that's why you guys in other states who think you're going to vote if he ever runs for president, we are dying up here in California. He casts his apples to oranges comparison as a way to show one state is rich, friendly, and the other is poor friendly. But in fact, it's an accounting trick. Low earners in any state will naturally pay a higher percentage of their income on gas and sales taxes. It only makes sense. If you make less money, right, you're going to pay more. You know, think about it. A 5 gallons of gas, if you make $500, I'll make it easy for some of you who don't have enough toes and fingers, right? If you get paid $400 a week, and gas is costing you $100 a week to put in your car, right? And the tax on that, I don't know, what is the tax on that? Say it's $50. I'm trying to make it, I'm confusing it. Let's say a $500, right, a week in gas. And you throw it $100 a week away in taxes. And just 25% of your gas is taxes. But if you're a billionaire, do you really think you're going to be paying all kinds of money if you put the same amount of gas in your car? The percentage is going to be next to nothing. Right? We're talking percentages. If he talks actual dollars, it's a different story, but it's percentages. They have so much income that the amount spent on gas taxes is a real small fraction. Right? Even their food, the percentage of what it costs them to buy food, how it bites into them, very small percentage. Right? This is why Florida's overall tax burden of 12.6% for the lowest wage group is typical. Matter of fact, it's lower than deep blue states like Hawaii and Washington. Again, using Newsom's own comparison styles. If you have a true apples-to-apples comparison, right, California loses. Even using Newsom's own data, lower and middle-class Floridians pay less of their income in taxes than lower and middle-class Californians. Right? And wealthy Floridians also pay less of their income in taxes than wealthy Californians. This is why overall taxes average $10,000 per person in California and only $5,400 in Florida. See, they can't... My old book, right? Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. The very first chapter is absolutes, absolutely not. Got to read that. They can't take a stand on anything. But then the next chapter, why do they have to lie? Why do they have to lie to win? If they've got the product, if the product is real, the product is good, why lie about it? Just lay it out there. Let people see it for what it is. Right? I mean, and it's only partisan because California has the third highest cost of living in the country. Third highest cost of living in the country. And that's thanks to government regulations. You got fees, restrictions, mandates. The amounts to huge additional tax on food, energy, housing, food, everything else. It's why California has the third worst inequity in the country. It's why California has the highest real poverty rate in the country. It's why last year California workers saw their wages grow less than in any other state in the country. And California's exodus is so real that we actually lost a congressperson. And we may lose another one. And you know what? Newsom calls it all a myth. Well, there's the numbers, Gavin. Right? Show the reality. Sit with a conservative economist sitting next to you and show him how right you are. Right? I mean, he's doing everything he can to hide the grave, bad, nasty mistakes that he's made over the years. It's just amazing. Truly amazing. Yeah, and I don't, again, like I said, don't know how you fix it. All right. I'm not sticking up for Alex Jones in any way, shape, manner, or form. Okay? Dumb things he does are the dumb things he does. But think about something. Way back when, for whatever reason, he was right about the vaccines. He was right about how they were being used. Right? They were all laughing at him when he made these predictions early on, long before the pandemic even hit. And maybe not so much now. There has to be some kind of reality to it. Again, I don't know where he's getting his information. Not a clue. But my God, start giving some of these people credit for what they're doing, for what they're getting accomplished. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, right? Another study from Norway. Remember when we were told a mask saves lives? You got to wear a mask, you can save the life of the person you're standing in front of and yourself. Well, a study from Norway uncovered a higher likelihood of COVID-19 infections among individuals who regularly wore masks. Where did we hear that before? Key insights from the study show that starting the outcome emerged from the detailed analysis involving 3,200 participants. They were monitored over a 17-day period for their mask usage. A notable increase in COVID-19 positively was observed among frequent mask users from 8.6% and a rare mask wearers to over 15% consistent users, almost double. Adjustments for various factors revealed a 33% to 40% elevated infection rate in regular mask wearers, although further adjustments suggested a more modest 4% increase. Right? I mean, think it through. When you hear this over, and it's not just from one source or two sources, you're seeing this everywhere. Right? I mean, when your body's natural immune system isn't working, well, it can't work. You won't let it work. Right? And the shot that they're giving you isn't working either. Matter of fact, it's making it worse. What chance do you have? I'm asking because it's a real question. It's just like the holes that they're now blowing in the whole climate change hoax, right? Every single prediction they've ever made has been wrong. Every one of them. Right? Geologist Professor Ian Pilmer blows the UN human-induced climate change propaganda completely out of the water. He said they still haven't, after 30 years, shown us the human emissions of CO2 drive global warming. Nothing. In the charts, nowhere. This campaign's been going on for over 30 years. They haven't shown anything. Absolutely nothing. But you're supposed to believe them. Right? Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Joe Mazzini Show.